يا أول كل شيء وآخر.
How do I gain closeness to Allah? Let's do three verses of the Quran. The first verse, Surah Yasin, verse 61.
So this is it's a type of colonization of the mind before they colonize the bodies.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight and I'm your host Mehdi. Please stay with us.
كل شيء ومليك يا رب كل شيء وسانع يا خالق كل شيء ووارث.
Today's tip: how doing bad deeds attach you to this world and its effect on our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about how doing bad deeds attach us to this materialistic world, and of course, how this affects our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, we are talking about, first and foremost, unfortunately, and God forbid, is doing bad deeds. Now, we want to figure out what bad deeds are. In order to have a correct measure and a correct gauge on what is considered to be a good deed and what is considered to be a bad deed, of course, we refer to the divine and most perfect and most complete religion of Islam. And so in the pure Muhammadan Islam, which is a term that was coined by Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, peace and blessings upon him, Imam Khomeini put forth this term of the pure Muhammadan Islam. Now, the reason that it is known as the pure Muhammadan Islam is because, unfortunately, through the various centuries that have passed, these different interpretations and corruptions of the message of Islam have come forth. Of course, these kind of terrorist organizations, which have nothing to do with Islam or any religion, but proclaim or at least claim that they are Muslims. This is just one example of these corruptions and these misgivings that have come about in the message of Islam. So Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, he spoke about the pure Muhammadan Islam. Now, when it comes to the pure Muhammadan Islam, this is where we are able to gauge what is right and what is wrong, what is a good deed and what is a bad deed. And so, of course, when we look at the pure Muhammadan Islam, we find that all those things that are halal are good things, they are permissible things, and all those things that are haram, that are prohibited things, these are all bad things. And likewise, the things that are wajib upon us to do are good actions. They are obligatory upon us precisely because they are the best of actions. And so, because they are the best of actions, the Almighty Allah, out of His mercy and compassion, He has made these things obligatory upon us because it is for our own good. And of course, on the other hand, we have things that are haram, things and acts which the Almighty Allah has prohibited us from doing. The Almighty Allah has made them haram. And so they are prohibited and they are haram because they are so detrimental to us. And they are so harmful to us that the Almighty Allah, in His knowledge and wisdom and compassion and mercy, has prohibited us from these things because they are so harmful. So now we know what is a good thing and what is a bad thing. Now, when we do bad deeds, what happens is that this attaches us to what we call the dunya, what we call this materialistic worldliness. And we continue after the break. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd As-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. There's an Arabic proverb that says, "Tell me who you hang out with, and I will tell you who you are." Those who we associate ourselves with define what kind of personality we have. Whether we like it or not, we are influenced by our surroundings. If we choose the wrong friends, it will influence us in the negative way, consciously and subconsciously. If we choose the right friends, the good people, it will influence us in a positive way. A very frequent question that is always asked is, why do I always choose bad company? Why is it that whenever I have a friend, he or she turns out to be the wrong person? When you made that choice of who it is that you want to hang out with, did you make sure that you did that selection through the scrutinizing of that person? Did you make sure that you looked into his or her lifestyle and saw whether or not it's compliant with your religion, it follows your moral standard as a Muslim and also as a human being? Did you make sure that they're not into the shifty stuff? Did you make sure that you didn't choose them because they're just funny and make you laugh all the time? You didn't choose them because they're always wanting to be a rebel in the classroom, or they're always going down the dark alleys and making sure that they make trouble here and there? Or did you choose them because they are people of integrity? It's very, very important for us from a young age to learn the skill of who we associate with. And there are so many ahadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam that give us these instructions. If we're looking for a manual of how to find a friend, read all of these traditions from Ahlul Bayt. On how to stay away from certain people, also mentioned. On the rights and duties that you have towards your friends, that's also something that you need to uphold and make sure you hold close, keep close to your hearts, because you have a commitment and they also have a commitment to this bond of brotherhood and friendship that we all need. It's better off that you stay with nobody than you hanging out with the wrong crowds, because bad company will always drag you down. They will teach you certain things that you probably were not accustomed to, that probably goes against your kind of religious lifestyle. Deceitfulness, lack of commitments, being unfaithful, disloyal, lying, all these other bad traits that could even go down the wrong way of drugs and illicit behavior and activity and things like that. So it's very important for us to make sure who we hang around with, who we associate ourselves with. And one important point is, always make sure that you select and find out with absolute confidence that this person that you are going to be with is someone that meets the required standards of what you believe in as a Muslim. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
محمد يا رسول الله محمد يا حبيب الله محمد يا خليل الله محمد.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we were talking about how doing bad deeds attaches us to this world and what kind of an effect these bad deeds and being attached to the world have on our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So we first talked about how we need a gauge and a measure a balance, a mizan, if you will, which is a scale, to figure out what is a good deed and what is a bad deed. And we had said that it was the pure Muhammadan Islam. And within the pure Muhammadan Islam, you have the things which are wajib, obligatory, haram, prohibited, and of course the things that are halal, permissible, and the things that are haram and are prohibited. This is what our most fundamental gauge is at the very first level. And so now we know what is a good deed and a bad deed. Now, a bad deed, what it does is, because bad deeds or things that are haram, things that are prohibited, for the most part, in one way or the other, are somehow related to worldliness. Now, this in itself is a long discussion that we can have, that how, or perhaps examples of situations where things that are haram and are prohibited by the Almighty Allah are, in one way or the other, they are connected to and are related to worldliness. And so we can't give examples because we're already running out of time. But this bad deed usually, for the most part, is in one way or the other related to worldliness. And so when we do this bad deed, when we do this thing that is haram, this thing that is prohibited, this thing which is not good, then because it is intimately related to worldliness, it attaches us to worldliness, meaning we keep on doing bad deeds which continue to make us connected to worldliness, right? So, for example, we lie, it's a bad deed. We steal, it's a bad deed. We, God forbid, do drugs, it's a bad deed. We drink alcohol, God forbid, another bad deed. We commit adultery or fornication, another bad deed. If you look at it some way, in one way or the other, all of these deeds, and of course the bad deeds are much longer than this, they are in one way or the other connected to worldliness, right? They're connected to worldly pleasures, or they are connected to physical, material aspects of this world, of worldliness. And so clearly, the more bad deeds that we do, the more we become connected to worldliness. And of course, the more we become connected to worldliness, the more we get connected to the dunya, this materialistic and objectified world, well, the farther we move away from the next world. And ubudiya, our worship, our servitude, our obedience to Allah, this all connects us to the next world. It connects us to the spiritual world. It connects us to the spiritual realm. And so when we detach, or let's put it this way, when we attach ourselves to worldliness, we by default detach ourselves from the hereafter, from spirituality, from ubudiya, from the worship and servitude and the obedience to Allah. And so this is the effect that bad deeds have upon our ubudiya. And so if we are to increase and power up and level up and strengthen our ubudiya, we're going to have to commit good deeds, do good deeds, and prevent ourselves from bad deeds so that we can reach the ultimate peak of ubudiya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.